Okay. We're beginning an interview on August 5th, 1996. Lillian Orlovsky in at her home in Provincetown, Massachusetts. Robert Brown, the interviewer. I wanted to start out maybe with some of your childhood, family background, some of your early memories.
Well, I was born in New York in 1914, October 14, and...
In Manhattan?
In Manhattan. My parents came from Poland, Russia, part of a twin brother. And we lived in Manhattan most of our lives, and poor, because it was during the war.
During the First World War.
First World War. And it was very difficult for my father to make ends meet, naturally.
Did he have a business or a trade? Or?
No. He came, strangely as it may seem, he came via China, because he was in Siberia. Uh-huh. And and he landed in San Francisco, and then came to New York. My parents were childhood sweethearts. And
Were they married? No, this
no, they were married here.
They were married here, but he came via China and Siberia.
Yes, yes. Huh. I think he was arrested for sedition. He carried some socialist papers in Poland. So I think he was 4 years in Siberia.
Oh, I see. He was in prison.
He was in prison there. Yeah. And I think it's his brother who, when he came to this country, he had difficulty remaining here because of the imprisonment in Russia. Huh. Huh. But anyway, he finally came to New York. My parents got married. And
so he arrived here, what, in 1910? Or
No, he arrived in 1914.
Oh, the very year.
Yes, but we came very fast. I think they were married in maybe 1913, you know, and we were born in 1914. And his brother helped him. His brother was a contractor, and so he worked for his brother a while, or got employment through his brother. And he was interested in art.
Your father?
Yes.
Yeah.
He never retained that interest, but in Siberia, he used to make all the signs there, you know, for storekeepers, this is a fish market, or this is, or whatever it is. They allowed him freedom there. They were not incarcerated. They were able to move about. But when he came here, he took up electrical work or general education. And when I was a sickly person for some reason. And but managed to survive.
And your twin was?
My brother, he was 10 minutes older than I. So they tell me.
Were you pretty conscious that you were one of a pair? Or was it pointed out when adults always make reference to the fact you were twins?
No, they didn't. I think identical twins are more apt to be identified. No. We seem to be independent, and his interests are radically different than mine. And so we did a lot of moving.
All within
New York City, and then to the Bronx.
Well, had your father, if he were involved in some political movement, was he a major, was he interested in intellectual things, and was he a writer or a reader?
No, he wasn't a writer, and he wasn't interested in intellectual things at all.
He was just interested in the basic
things. The basic needs,
needs
of course,
of
people. He was interested in his needs, too.
Yeah.
And since it was very difficult to live in Poland, Russia at the time,